Welcome to the Government Contracts Legal Roundup, a podcast focusing on important developments facing government contractors and grant recipients. This podcast is put on by the Jenner & Block Government Contracts Practice Group, and I'm your host, David Robbins. Today's going to be litigation heavy, so we might as well dive right in. Starting with claims, C-Logic v. United States decided at the very tail end of last month, the Court of Federal Claims issued what appears to be the first opinion involving a performance dispute under a DoD prototype other transaction. The Air Force engaged C-Logic to manage the upgrade and installation of equipment on 142 MRAP vehicles. Although the Air Force was required to provide most of the materials to be installed, it did not. Instead, it directed C-Logic to provide the necessary hardware. C-Logic procured the materials to upgrade the MRAPs, even though it was only under contract for a subset of those vehicles under Phase 1. And C-Logic provided the upgrade materials to its subcontractor, Navistar. The Air Force later canceled the program, ended C-Logic's involvement, and hired Navistar to perform the remaining upgrade work on the MRAPs. C-Logic demanded the return of its upgrade equipment that had not yet been installed, but according to the complaint, Navistar responded that the Air Force directed Navistar to retain the hardware as government-owned property. C-Logic filed suit in the Court of Federal Claims, alleging that the Air Force violated the takings clause by taking C-Logic's property for public use without paying just compensation. The government moved to dismiss the complaint for failure to state a claim. Judge Myers denied the government's motion to dismiss because C-Logic had plausibly alleged the Air Force took its property interests in the upgrade equipment. As DoD continues to expand its use of prototype OTAs, litigation is bound to follow. We've seen several bid protests relating to DoD's prototype OTA, but this seems to be the first case arising from a performance dispute under another transaction. We doubt it will be the last. Moving on to protests, this is Professional Solutions Delivered, LLC, B number 422036, and a bunch of dot, 234, etc. Here, GAO denied a protest challenging the agency's evaluation of technical and past performance proposals. The Marines conducted a FAR Subpart 16.5 procurement for logistics, quality control, and program support services. The solicitation required offerors to supply letters of intent for proposed key personnel containing salary offered information. That's salary offered information. It also specified the contract's minimum estimate of total labor hours. Professional Solutions Delivered argued that the Marines' evaluation under the technical factor was unreasonable because the awardee failed to supply LOIs, with salary offered information and failed to propose adequate staffing to meet the solicitation's minimum requirements, noting that the awardee's proposed staffing level was 2 FTEs short of the solicitation's estimated labor hours. GAO denied the protest, finding the awardee's LOIs contained the required salary info and were not meaningfully different from those submitted by the protester. Further, GAO found that the solicitation did not establish a mandatory minimum requirement for labor hours. Instead, it provided an estimate that was disclaimed as for reference only, and the pricing workbook especially provided offerors the direction to propose a unique level of effort. The agency thus has no basis to reject the awardee for proposing less than the Marine's estimate. Protester also contended that the agency unfairly considered a PPQ for its incumbent work reference instead of relying on CPARs alone, but the solicitation afforded the Marines the discretion to seek out and consider additional information about past performance references, so there was nothing improper about considering the PPQ. The next one, MindPoint Group, LLC, B421869.2M3. GAO denied a protest that the awardee's quotation was ineligible for award because it failed to comply with the solicitation's instructions regarding past performance projects. The solicitation provided that vendors could submit one past performance from a named teaming partner, (subcontractor). The awardee, ShorePoint Inc., submitted three projects, including one by its CTA member and another by its proposed subcontractor. The protester claimed that submitting both was contrary to the solicitation's instructions, which limited vendors to only one project from an entity other than the entity submitting the quotation. GAO interpreted the solicitation differently and found that it limited projects from subcontractors but did not limit past performance examples from CTA members, i.e. co-prime contractors. In so doing, GAO parsed the solicitation's language and found that the term subcontractor appearing in parentheses was reasonably understood to clarify the preceding term, teaming partner. GAO's interpretation of the terms of an admittedly unclear solicitation proved critical and saving the awardee's quotation from a finding that the agency should have assigned a lower rating or found the quotation ineligible for award. Well, that was a quick turn through a whole bunch of litigation. We thank you for joining us for the Government Contracts Legal Roundup. If you have any questions or need more information about anything here, I can be reached at 202-639-6040 or drobbins@jenner.com, and I bet you that ding was someone emailing me about the protest. Have a great week, and we will catch up with you next edition.